Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should.
Hello, buddy.
The Guinness Book of World Records just called me. You a few moments ago broken the record for plugging stuff.
That was a pretty good plug, Wheel of Plugs Roundup.
That was a good one. Yeah. You're going to be in the next edition of the Guinness Book.
Well, it's exciting for me because I like to be in books. What?
It's only sorry that you don't have a comedy show coming up soon.
You know, we have a lot of those, as a matter of fact. It's funny you mention that, and I'm not going to plug them now so everybody can relax. But John DeCause and I were talking about the 2016 schedule, and the very funny 2016 tour has three or four stops we've pretty much locked in leading up to New Year's Eve.
Well, I know that I've got my New Year's Eve booked already.
And that's why you can't be with me? All right, so let's start with a sad story. But, man, what a run Jim Conway had.
Jim Conway was truly one of the most legendary broadcasters in Chicago history. He's did a lot of firsts, among them anchoring the very first locally produced half-hour newscast in America. You know, we think of the 10 o'clock news now as, you know, something that's been around forever, but Jim Conway was the first to do it. It was called the 10th Hour News that was here on WGN-TV in 1960, but he hosted variety shows, he hosted music shows, he hosted morning shows. He did the first local TV morning show on WLS, and then here at WGN. It was at Channel 2 and Channel 5. So much like you, couldn't hold down a job, apparently.
Seems like he was shifty. One of the things that struck me in the stories I saw yesterday was that at the age of 20, he announced to Chicago that Pearl Harbor had been attacked.
That's right. The start of his radio career on WBBM was the first to report the bulletins December 7th of 1941. Had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times at different events at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Very nice man. Very, supportive of, young broadcasters, as I was when I met him many years ago. Very, very nice guy, native of Chicago, told RobertFeeder.com, his son told RobertFeeder.com that he died of natural causes at an assisted living facility in Buffalo Grove. 94 years old.
It's a good run, man.
It's a good run.
It's a very good run.
We remember him fondly.
There's a Michael Jackson movie coming out.
Being proposed. It's the
So it's still in the talking stages.
Still in the talking stages.
The person to play Michael Jackson, you'd have like a younger person playing Michael Jackson, young African American star.
Right.
Then you'd have
with all the talk of diversity in Hollywood right now. One of these young singers, who both can sing and dance.
There's any number of great possibilities. So right. Who will they choose?
They actually did. Make a quick choice apparently yesterday, and that's British actor Joseph Fiennes.
Hold on a second. Joseph Fiennes is a white guy.
Joseph Fiennes, not only a white guy, neither a singer nor a dancer. I mean, maybe he can do it, but certainly professionally. So,
is Hollywood trying to send a message to my people? Is that what's going on here? Is that what's happening, Dean? Is this like we're going to have Michael Jackson? Sure, we know he was a little lighter than a lot of us, but he actually wasn't a white guy.
I'm going to say that's, that maybe it could just be an honest mistake. Maybe the casting directors only saw later pictures of him. Maybe they don't even know that he was an African-American man.
Oh, my.
Or that he looked like an African-American man, I guess. But the story is just as weird. I don't know if it's true or not. But the storyline is based on Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, and Marlon Brando, September 11th, 2001, deciding to drive to Los Angeles to get out of New York while the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center were taking place. So this the film premise
that never happened, right?
Not that I'm aware of. I've never heard this. I think it's supposed to be a farce, and maybe that might explain Joseph Fiennes' casting.
Well, if you're going farce, put a white British guy in a black guy's role, and you got farce, I'll tell you right now. At least you're on the way to farce. You know, I love, I don't know if you have a story like this today, Dean, but I love when you have stories of celebrities fighting over who's more generous. Those are great stories.
Rapper, a lot of celebrities have stepped forward and made donations, both of money and actual bottled water to Flint, Michigan. The latest yesterday was rapper The Game.
Uh-huh.
He's got family who lives in Flint, Michigan. He donated.
You know, his original name was Yahtzee.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he just went to the game.
They decided to
general.
Go a little something a little more generic.
Yep.
Probably it was a lawsuit or something involved.
That's a true story.
Can't be called, sorry, I know your name is Yahtzee, but you're going to have to change it. It's already been taken. He donated $500,000.
That's pretty big.
To this cause yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
And he got a bottled water company to match his donation, so his donation wound up being $1 million.
And what did he do as far as picking on other celebrities?
So, he was commenting on Madonna's donation and Jimmy Fallon's donation, $10,000 apiece. And he goes, oh, that's cute.
You know,
those donations are cute.
Didn't that happen to you with Katrina, too? You got all the celebrities making donations.
They're
and someone said, well,
more.
Sandra Bullock gave only $1 million as opposed to Brad Pitt, who gave 20.
Look, here's the thing.
I don't think the celebrities themselves were saying that. Other people were saying, oh, look, this one can afford this and this one can afford that. This is just a celebrity who gave $500,000 calling out someone who only gave $10,000.
You know, there's part of me that finds it really amusing. I mean, it's, but having said that, I really believe this to be true. Just because you made it doesn't mean you have to give it away. Just because you have it doesn't mean you have to give it away. So I think it's great that that Madonna and
whatever it is,
Jimmy Fallon gave
even if it was $1,000, even if it was $100, even, you know, nobody right. has to make a donation to a charity of anything. You know, I know celebrities get a lot of guff, you know, for doing things other than acting. They say something political, if they, you know, show up at a rally or, you know, people, they get a lot of guff for it. The celebrities are the first ones that step up and donate huge sums of money when there are disasters like this. So,
yeah.
you know, and any amount is very nice and cute.
I understand that Sean Penn right now is trying to get into the river to have an interview with the lead. He thinks the lead is actually a person. Is that right?
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah, same thing. And finally, well. We note with sadness the fact that time has finally taken its toll on a man you thought died in the 60s, Abe Vigoda.
Yeah.
There was a rumor that Abe Vigoda died before Barney Miller.
This was People Magazine actually reported his death back in the 1980s, and that's why it's become a national joke and it's kind of a national punchline. Is Abe Vigoda still alive? What? But he was. He died yesterday. Natural causes, they say, 94, also 94 years old. Very interesting career. You know, he didn't even really get started in acting until he was in his 50s. He was a theater actor and got a couple of breaks, wound up on Barney Miller's show as the character Fish, and then was spun off onto his own show called Fish. We remember him as one of the great actors in the classic, the original Godfather movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Sal Tessio was, truly one of the greatest.
And do you know, Ro pointed this out yesterday. Do you know he was 50-whatever, but like in his early 50s when he did The Godfather?
Yeah.
He looked 80 then.
Right. He's always looked like he's 94.
And who am I to talk?
He was in that Snickers commercial a couple of years ago with Betty White, remember? Where supposedly takes the tackle. And 2 years ago here on the TV morning show, we talked to him because on the night before, he appeared at a concert for the group Fish. He appears on stage with them dancing around in a bear costume.
and all the people at the Fish concert thought they were just blasted.
Yeah. You know, and we called him frequently. Unfortunately, somehow we got his home phone number, and we would call him up, and he was always pleasant always so nice. Super, super nice guy, very talented. So, you know, rest in peace. Abe Vigoda. We probably don't have time for that. Do we have time for that audio clip? It's like a minute long, so I don't know if you do or not.
Yeah, no, we'll play it later this half hour, but it's...
It's really cute. We called him up, and he talked about that Fish concert, talked about his memories of The Godfather, and, you know, why he is more popular today than he ever was. If you guys get to it later on, that's great. If not, we've got it posted on WGNTV.com.
Yeah, and Conan did a nice tribute to him last night because they used to bring him on Conan whenever they had a guest that would bail. And one of the clips Conan showed that I forgot about was when Conan took Abe Vigoda to Central Park and set him free. Just released him into the wild. No, Abe, go. Go, don't look back.
Such a good guy.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Bye.
That's Dean Richards from Channel 9.